Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from Bengaluru, India, it's the Blurred Lines Podcast with comedians Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao, talking about lines that blur Indians. This is Blurred Lines.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Blurred Line Podcast, a brand new podcast where myself, Sanjay Manaktala, and our other guests.
I like how I'm a guest already.
And my other host, sorry.
It's fine.
Off to a kickstart for the series. My other host, Mr.
You're selfless, bro. You're selfless.
Yes, Sandeep, that's your cue, Mr.
I'm Sandeep Rao, yes. Welcome to the Blurred Lines Podcast with both of us. We're both going to host the show, not guest it. We're going to be talking about interesting things. I think we're going to be talking about things that bother us, get our perspective on things that you guys might be bothered by. And most importantly, we're going to have a take away from it at the end of the episode. And you can always join in with your comments or your opinions. Actually, don't bother, right? Do we want their opinions?
No, I think we do. Guys, we always do. The Blurred Lines Podcast, every week, Sandeep and I, discuss topics that are relevant either in lifestyle or in the news. And every week, we want to ask you, did we cross the line? Did we not cross the line?
Or the line's blurred.
Or is the line blurred? So yes. On that note, for episode one of the Blurred Lines Podcast, I have a question that a lot of people have been posing these days. I've been reading a lot about it. And Sandeep, you and I have talked about it, which Absolutely. Is why we're podcasting now. And if you're still listening, it's a perfect topic. Is are we losing our attention spans?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
I think we totally are. And I think it's also being catered to us, right? There are so many platforms where if you actually want to put out stuff for a significant amount of time, a well-researched article or a well-thought-through podcast, or maybe even like a really lengthy piece, which is well-rounded, people are like, I don't want that. I want a one-minute kind of summary, a one-minute glimpse into how much this can affect my life.
Yeah, I saw this funny thing on Twitter that ironically some guy tweeted, Twitter just increased from 140 characters to 240 characters, and they're going to keep doing it until you can read a book again.
So pretty much Twitter has become like the school teachers. Like, first I'll teach you alphabet A for Apple,
yeah.
B for broadcasting,
yeah.
And now you finally can figure out how to be an adult when you're already an adult.
No, it's crazy because we know as comics that less is more, right?
Absolutely.
So I used to love Twitter for the fact that it made you keep your thoughts concise and crisp, but at the same time now nobody wants to read anything longer than a paragraph.
Concise is a great word because, you know, as many things, we have a problem, especially as Indians, where we can't edit anything. We just go over. Like you've seen in our films as well, right? You shoot like a movie, it's unnecessarily like 4 hours long. Yeah, you know, it's very long. But at the same time, I think in certain aspects of life, it's really good to know everything because these quick bites will give you one point of the argument, will give you one side of the story, but it doesn't give you all the things you need to know to have a well-formed opinion about that little issue, right? Or the big issue even.
Yeah. Did you know that 90% of Facebook articles are shared but not read?
I suppose so, because it makes you look more smart, right? Especially by the Quint or one of these things like, Raghu shared an article by the Quint. He feels good. I don't know. It's all about image. If some people on my news feed are just sharing random things like being human videos, or they're sharing like other stuff, which is
shares being human video. That's Salman Khan's clothing brand, right?
Something like that. Yeah, that's his organization. I don't
know. Making videos. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of those content sharers. They don't really put out anything original. They just pick up videos like Jay Shetty, your favorite person.
Yo, Jay Shetty, who I make fun of all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they just feel like I think you can almost break them down into like groups because you have the people who share the inspiring stuff like a Sadhguru talk or a Jay Shetty video. Then you have the guys who share like the sports bites, right? Like the football, American football or the cricket update. Then you have the guys who are sharing like what's new in the Hollywood space or what new shows out. And then you have the guys just sharing like, you know, health articles. They're very confused. So they just share whatever they want and they think that'll make them look cooler. So, and more intellectual, that's the word. I wouldn't say cooler.
Yeah, yeah. There's some bit of like social clout. Like the people who share the better stuff have more credibility amongst their circle. Like, oh, he shares the best articles or she shares the best music. And at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. Is
it? But have you ever clicked on this and has it made your life better?
Like an article?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, dude, to be honest. I think 99% of the shit I've read off of Facebook and Twitter has been garbage.
Yeah.
But in that 1%, there is a lot of interesting stuff. My main concern is that, you know, long form content, like you said, right? Nobody can handle a 4-hour Bollywood movie if it's not good, which is almost impossible to have a 4-hour movie be consistently engaging. People are going to look at their phones. People are going to check their messages. They're going to do a bunch of other stuff. And
so should we design our content to cater to those habits?
I don't know, man, because do you like, I think the one nice thing about a decreasing attention span for a content creator is that you don't have time to mess around. You got to get straight to the point.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, there's no mystery and there's no suspense building. Like, did you know, dude, Facebook tracks views at 3 seconds because most people click away at 3 seconds.
That's mental, right? Because see, if you look at the space we are in with comedy, it's basically making most comedians into one-liner comics or like three-liner comics. But some people just need the time to take that story to a place. And it might not be that they're bad with editing. It's just that that story needs that time. Like some stories are shorter, like I went down to the bar, blah, blah, blah. But then there's some stories where you blend in different layers, different other stories, different contexts. So I feel the option is good that you can do things quickly. But I think the audience also need to be educated saying it. Not everything that comes in a minute is good. Gosh, we've grown up.
We had to go. Now our podcast just became MA.
No, absolutely not. I'm not going down that path, even though we can go down that path later. But I feel everything now is catering to that 1 minute attention span. Insta story, back, whatever, Snapchat. I don't use these things. But I can't get my thoughts out in a minute. Like I sometimes catch myself panicking, going, what do I say now? Mm-hmm. But the idea is there. The joke is there. So does that make me a bad comic so that I can't get my thought out in a minute?
No, it's so tricky for a comic because if you immediately get on stage and rather than, and you're not supposed to pander, but if you're like, all right, thanks for being here. But if you just skip all that and if you're like, man, planes are weird. I went to the airport. People will feel like you're scripted and you're rushed.
Some people do that. That's their style. They just get on and they go bang, bang, one-liners, right?
No, which is fine. But if you're doing it to beat that clock of get to the point in 10 seconds, I feel like it's going to be a very tricky in any, you know.
Yeah, with a song as well. I'm thinking I'd like to get to know, like if say for instance an artist I like says, hey guys, this is me. I just want to do this little song. I want to try it out on you guys. It's a new kind of riff I've worked on. And he or she builds a little bit of rapport, then they do the thing, it's fine, as opposed to like the moment the video starts rolling on Insta, it's like, okay, then C chord, A chord, B chord, and the song's done. I don't know. I like a little bit more of a kind of relationship being built in that viewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you like to take it slow. Some of us like to take it fast. And just get dude, you know what's ironic? Instagram stories are 15 seconds, which is honestly nothing.
Isn't it a minute?
No. Instagram posts are a minute. Instagram stories are 15 seconds.
Okay.
And I find myself skipping stories after like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because it'll be like, hey guys, today I had, I don't care what you ate. Like, and you see somebody at a gym lifting a dumbbell. You're like, I know what this is going to be. It's not he's going to be lifting a dumbbell and being like, "Nurin the remote, da da da," you know? Like, uh-oh, right when we said the prime minister's name, the doorbell has rang. So we'll pause 1 second.
Yeah.
That's fine. Clap, 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 clap. And we're back after a little break for the maid in the building coming in, cleaning up our podcast studio.
What if she's like, I only have 1 minute?
She's like, make it quick.
Yeah, she's like, that's all I can do. Whatever I can squeeze in 1 minute, that's the job I get done today.
You know, that actually brings up a good point. I wonder because, you know, like my maid who has just come and you know, especially in India where there's quite a big gap, you'll see still a huge gap between smartphone owners and non-smartphone owners, you know?
Yeah.
And I wonder what they think of these so-called high society, upper class people who are just heads down staring at their phone.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like the guy on the street has way more conversations with human beings on a day-to-day basis than you and I glued to our screens.
It's so weird that you brought this up because just the other day I was in the car and getting over here. My driver, while driving, is like, okay, Google, I want to hear a song by Ravi Chandran. And I'm like, dude, really? That's not even safe. Yeah, he's pretty cool like that. So he was in the car with Praveen. Mm-hmm. And I told him, this is Praveen, a friend who's also a comedian in Tamil. And while Praveen and me are talking in the backseat, this guy's like, Praveen Kumar, comedian Tamil. And I was like, and he's like YouTubing Praveen while Praveen's in the back.
While he's driving you guys.
Yeah, while he's driving us. That's the scary part.
So he's driving...
And saying, okay, Google, Praveen Kumar Tamil stand-up comedy. And then he's like, sir, but nothing's coming. Why? I said, oh, God. It's very bad.
Jesus, man.
But one more thing I've noticed when you do this quick format thing is there are certain formulas that work better than others, right? Like a quick voiceover, like, you know, the Aussie Reviews guy, mm-hmm. or it's a quick spoof, like the movie trailer guy, or yeah. it's mimicry, or like doing a little cover gag. So there are all these short format success tricks. Yeah. And I think that is like a kind of, you know, when you say you kind of weed out other forms of things, like, you know, humans weeded out the apes or whatever. So I feel these kind of short things aren't working, but they also are giving, not giving the other art forms, other forms of communication a chance to sort of be received. Hmm. And I mean, I suppose it's demand and supply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I actually agree with you completely, because think about how many garbage movies we've had to see growing up
yeah.
in theaters, or when there were 5 TV channels, you know, and that's all you had, and you had to watch whatever was on at the time designated by somebody else.
Yeah.
And if people had to sit through that, I think now, I mean, I would argue it's never been a harder time to make a successful 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
Because do you know why most Hollywood movies are 90 minutes?
I don't know. Is it a popcorn break? I don't know what it is.
Well, you're somewhat there. Most movie plexes, when they did the economics for building a movie theater,
yeah.
they realized in order to get 300 people at a time, you know, however many times a day, the best way to do that for maximum profitability is mm-hmm. to have like a theater seat 300 people and have 8 of those crowds come in throughout the day. So that means 90-minute movie or 100-minute movie, not 6-hour movie.
What if movies finally become like, you go there...
Like 3 seconds?
I know, and you're getting like, instead of one movie, you're getting like 91-minute clips. just the director's like, fuck it, I couldn't be bothered. This is the plot. Make it like one giant Insta story.
Dude, that actually is a fantastic idea, to be honest. I know you were saying it sarcastically.
I don't know. Sometimes my ideas, which I think are shit, are great.
So. No, there was a great movie that I was watching, and I know my wife, who is standing in the corner, watched it on the plane, called... what was that screenshot movie where it was all on the laptop? Searching. Searching was the movie.
Uh-huh.
And the entire movie was recorded from a laptop desktop.
Right.
So it was like webcam, scrolling through Facebook. And it was a brilliant, brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if somebody made a movie...
With Insta stories.
No, with like, you know, 61-minute clips yeah. or 91-minute clips. And I think you're onto something. And I think episode 1 of the Blurred Lines podcast has just predicted some of the future of entertainment, or at least an award-winning film.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to shoot it, but I'll just give the idea, my friend, yeah. whoever's out there.
Once that movie makes $100 million, we'll just call them up and be like, did you listen to our podcast India randomly? You thief. So, I mean, just
another thing I'm going to talk about is this problem I find is it's so jam-packed in that 60 seconds, right? People are trying to get your attention. They're trying not to lose you in the third second. So it's just like action-packed with either movement or with something happening in the background to keep your attention. And what happens then is that life becomes boring.
Meaning?
That 1 minute is just
it's
your attention.
It's not reality because it's super
Yeah, but then you look out
quick.
Of your phone and it's just like, now what do I do?
Yeah, and nobody's like, hey guys, I'm going to coffee. Da, 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 da. Yeah, like whatever, yeah. yeah.
And at the same time, I feel... We're becoming numb, right? Because if you see something so cool, and real life stuff is there. And you see these yeah. real life accidents like the shooting or like a mass kind of, you know, a natural disaster. And you're just like, oh, only 300? Oh, okay, cool. That's not interesting enough. I want something massive. It's become that you want what you get on Insta from life as well.
I I see. Yeah, it's like, why go to this restaurant? Is it one thing I hate when I'm out in a new city, especially with a group of friends? They're all looking to go for the restaurant that has the most reviews.
Absolutely.
Or the highest rated. And I'm like, dude, restaurants are a dime a dozen. Human beings eat all over the world.
Yeah.
I could walk down my street and have a great meal at any of 10 restaurants. But the fact that it's not the number one on Yelp, on what's it called? Zomato or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go spend 6 hours traveling across town just to eat.
So that's why what a lot of restaurants are doing is instead of just focusing on the menu or the food, they're kind of getting other kind of tags to get you hooked, right? They're like, come to our place. We have juggling midgets. Oh, amazing. I'm like, how's the food? How's it?
I just hate, dude, have you, I would love to do a thought experiment with sending someone to a number 5 or number 10 restaurant on Zomato, making them think it's number one. And do you notice any difference in your experience?
Sort of like a cuisine-based placebo effect kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're actually going to like, say, a street guy. Actually, you're going to this place which is so-called number one, but you're being served street food.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's all about perspective. I mean, granted, you know, some places are just filthy. You can't eat there. Mm-hmm. And some places are good. They're good at what they're doing because they've been doing it for years. I'm talking about like in the middle, you have like 99% of these restaurants which are in the middle. Mm-hmm. And they just get by because of good marketing.
Oh,
and the food's not that great.
No, but I would love to, and I always tease Sandeep about this because he can be such a pretentious dick sometimes.
I am. That's me.
He's like, bro, you got to go to ITC to have the lovely kebab sultan. What's that restaurant you go to?
Royal Afghan.
Afghan. Yeah,
doesn't the name sound pretentious? Yeah. Yeah. Where's Royal Afghan?
I'm like, I don't want to pay $1,100 for a biryani or whatever.
Get the prices right.
How much is it?
$1,100 is cheap, bro.
So I'm like, so I've had this placebo. I'm going to, honestly, this is a placebo experiment that when I go out with friends like Sandeep who are super 5-star about their meals and all.
Not always, but I'm like,
you know what? I want to take a random restaurant down the road, take one of their kebabs that cost 110 rupees, put it on a nice fancy plate of some fancier restaurant, and does anyone notice
I can tell, difference?
I can tell. What's the difference?
The chicken comes out with
like a smile.
I was just born with that discretion, you know.
That's pretentious taste.
That breeding, it's all about the breeding.
I just grew up on KFC and McDonald's.
Even the chickens are like, we were slaughtered at the 5-star. They have an accent.
Oh boy.
Man, dude, I was thinking, you know, there's a premise I had a few years back, never took off. But you know how we talk about how genetically we, you know, different cultural groups like subjugate certain people, and you had the caste system, they had the oppression, and then they had the slave trade, all those horrible things, right? And we're like, but we're all equal in some level because we're all human beings. But I was thinking about the idea of water, right? Now, water comes through taps, the same water goes through toilets, the same water goes to the mineral water company, comes out of mineral water. So it's almost like water racism, like who decides which water goes where? Like which water gets the finger bowl, which water is used to like kind of wash the body, and which one is in the pot, because they're all water.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a reverse human experiment on water.
So you've thought about like water racism?
Yeah, I wouldn't say water. Yeah, I don't know if racism is just an overused word, but kind of like discrimination based on the access or where the water ends up, because it's all coming from the rivers. But based on chance, just like that boy who grew up without a certain backing, he was just born into the wrong situation. Maybe that particular water ended up the wrong tap.
I don't know, man. I'm really not interested in the water.
Wow, okay. No wonder the premise didn't fly because no one gives a fuck about water.
I was like, dude, that comedian, well, he really went deep with that water.
Water
joke.
Stuff, yeah. Maybe thirsty.
Yeah.
Where did like, this glass come from?
He was like, this Bisleri. I never thought about the backstory of my Bisleri that's going to come out and go into the tap.
Yeah. It's important, these things, because water is running out.
Weren't we talking about attention spans, though?
Yeah, that's the entire idea of the podcast.
That's the irony that we made a podcast on attention spans and we've already lost our own. But I think personally, I'm agree with you for episode one that we are losing our sense of reality with these insanely decreasing attention spans.
And I'm going to say one more thing, which is screw them. Good. We should be.
Dude, it's the end of humanity if we're going to just turn into our phones and bend backwards.
See, you and I are aware of this, and hopefully, if you're listening to this, you're probably a little, you know, empathetic to the situation, or at least you're like, oh, maybe I do this. But I realize 99% of human beings are just going to be like goats or sheep, you know, just going to follow whatever 1% of the tech world does. Like, oh, new feature on Facebook, my life is so much better now. Or new Insta kind of feature, new emoticon, whatever it is. If that's how blind you are to the situation and the circumstance, then, you know, go ahead and become that mindless consumer that they want you to be.
Yeah, man. And that's a great ending to Episode one of the Blurred Lines podcast as the airplane.
I'm doing the Blurred Lines song. Yeah. Blurred. Hey. Got these blurred lines.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're not on key. We're super off key.
Yeah.
Blurred Lines podcast, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed episode one of that first episode, which is a bit of a redundant sentence.
What the hell was that? For a second, I was like, has he forgotten language?
No, but I think the end of humanity, ironically, started with the cell phone addiction. And unless
Jay Shetty, I think he's the death of humanity.
No, Jay Shetty is ironic because he's like, don't look at Instagram, but follow my Instagram.
You know? So. Dude, I honestly think he got chucked out of that monk school, dude. Because he keeps talking about
checking his phone.
Yeah, he's like, I was in monk school and there I realized that emptiness of the mind. And the monk's like, dude, shut the fuck up, get out. You're disturbing all of us.
He's like, do you guys know about Instagram? If I could just take my phone out right now, we get 5 million views. And they're
and
like,
now he recently was an Ellen, so that's the end of his ego's like not even fitting in the world.
You know what's funny? And I know we were going to end the podcast, but let's just keep going for another minute.
Yeah.
I feel like we give brown people less of a fair shake because we're way more. Is that a brown guy calling? Yeah. We are way more critical of our own. So if there's a brown guy on Ellen preaching meditation with a British accent,
yeah,
most white people will be like, oh, he's just so deep or whatever. But we're going to look at it with a different lens. Like, this Chuthia is just saying what he learned.
You're right. I mean, we do have this kind of basket of crap situation where we don't want our own to do too well. So we either idolize them or we want to bring them down. Right?
Yeah, it's one of the two. So, but anyways, I love you, Jay, and I love you, Sandeep.
Nine years,
you can't help but love somebody. So that was episode one of the Blurred Lines podcast. You guys.
Till next week.
Let us know what else you want to hear. Every week, Sandeep and I are going to jam on anything.
You've been listening to the Blurred Lines podcast with Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and tune in next week for a brand new episode. This is Blurred Lines. Signing off.
Goodbye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.